If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, time for Easy Eats with our favourite chef, Sam Parrish, who joins me now. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
You in the mood for Mexican?
Always, especially midweek. I think it's almost too easy to always go Mexican.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's our go-to actually mostly with the boys. A couple, because we've always got wraps or something that's a bit like a wrap. And Victoria's got a real simple trick of opening a can of refried beans, smearing it between two wraps with a bit of cheese, and you're almost there. Yours is,
oh my god, yeah.
Yours,
even with an 8-month-old baby-led weaning, sometimes you know, a can of refried beans is great.
Oh, that's great. It's so healthy as well, and so easy. Yeah. Well, your recipe today is slightly more complicated than a can of refried beans and two wraps, but you've got us eating steak. I never eat steak at home, so this is a great way of doing it. What sort of steak are we going for here?
I used a blade steak, so actually quite. No, I don't want to say the word cheap, but pretty doable on the budget. Mm. Funnily enough, this piece of steak was, I think it was $9 for the whole piece, but bringing in our refried bean addition by adding a can of beans, which I used a 4-bean mix.
Oh, yeah.
It always kind of bulks out that meat. And because when you're cooking beans with meat, they kind of take on that meaty vibe. So it's a cool way of extending your meat, but in a cheaper way, I guess.
Yeah, it's an interesting combo. I had a pasta out the other night, and it was like a mushroom-based pasta, and they had something called a beef demi-glaze, and it was basically, there wasn't meat in there, but it was just that kind of meat flavor plus the mushrooms sort of created this amazing thing. I imagine you've got 400 grams here. I imagine that goes a long way.
Yeah, and it is actually a really great one for, you know, the next day kind of. I mean, Mexican always tastes better the next day anyway, but you know, this is a good reheat as well. And thrown into some rice. We always have rice on the table when we have Mexican for some reason.
Yeah, same.
Cool little rice bowls. But, this recipe is, it's definitely not, I mean, it is more complicated than a can of beans on into a wrap, but it's definitely not, you know, it's not over the top. So you see, I think what's really good about, you go.
Yes, and I haven't even said the name of it, which is Sizzling Steak Fajitas with Avo Smash. Yes. Sounding good, yes.
With Avo Smash, and I think it's the Avo Smash that takes it up a notch as well.
Yeah, cool. Are we worried about the, you mentioned blade steak was a kind of a cheaper cut. Are we worried about the toughness of the blade steak?
No, because we're going to cut this super fine, really thinly, or instead you can literally buy stir-fry beef that's already sliced for you.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever works for you at home, whatever's, you know, on sale or, you know, going. You could even sub in chicken if you wanted to. It's more about the marinade with this. So, yeah, in this marinade we've got, it's a really cool, it's called a carne asada, which is like a Mexican marinade of like soy sauce, orange juice, the classic spices of paprika, cumin, dried oregano, and mixing it all up with the steak and even including leaving the orange in there to just kind of let it do its thing and marinate a bit. And then, you know, a couple of garlic cloves and a brown onion thinly sliced. And that's all just going to sit and marinate. And you don't need to do this the day before. You can literally have it sit while you're prepping the Avo Smash. But it's something about this marinade that really extends that meat flavor. Mm. I guess soy sauce is a really good way of doing that. It always will take that meat flavour and times it by 1,000.
Yeah. So not a condiment you traditionally think of as Mexican, soy sauce,
exactly,
but no rules in the Sam Parrish kitchen.
Japanese influence. Yeah, yes. So that's kind of going to sit there and marinate. And meanwhile, I just feel like, does everyone have this Avo Smash dip in their repertoire? And if you don't, you probably should.
Different
I've
to
actually
guacamole.
Got a recipe for it. Well, it's like a layered guac. I've actually got a recipe for it in my book. Just a little plug.
Yeah.
But it's like, so you just smash some avocados on the bottom of a plate and then a little squeeze of lemon juice. And then you mix up sour cream with, a lot of people use taco seasoning, but I've just used some smoked paprika, really simple. Mix that up and then pour that over the avo and then finally chop a red, like a small red onion, a couple of tomatoes, and just like cover that over the top of the sour cream and then grate some cheese on top. And it's like this layered avocado-y thing that then you can squish into your tortilla wraps. But the kids, I mean, the adults as well, but like kids smash it. Like it's not just called smashed avocado because you smash the avos. It's also because the kids smash it.
Yeah. And I guess I guess the advantage is that often, I mean, I love guacamole, but often you don't get to see all those beautiful ingredients that have gone into it. It all sort of turns into a kind of a dark green. So this is a way of making it a bit more visually appealing.
Yeah, and I think even having that separated of ingredients, it can be helpful with kids because, you know, they end up picking out whatever anyway. So it makes it easier.
Okay, so you got the smash, you've marinated the beef.
You got the smash, that's kind of marinated. So then, you know, pull your steak out, get a pan really, really hot, and then throw the whole, the steak, the onion, everything, the maybe pull out the oranges because, you know, you're not going to cook them, but throw everything in, including the marinade. And literally try not to touch it. I know your first instinct when you put something into a pan is to grab the spoon out and mix around.
Yeah.
But if you can, try and just let it be and let it sizzle. You know, all the liquids are going to come out and then they're going to get sucked back in. So it kind of gives the beef a chance to char slightly. It's not going to, you know, be barbecued or anything stunning like that, but it's just going to give it a chance to, like, really hit that heat on one side.
Yeah, I love that.
And try and leave that.
And the liquid in there doesn't kind of boil the beef?
Well, exactly. So because you're not touching it, it means that it won't kind of go to that boiling phase as quickly as it would if you then stirred it, if
Great.
That makes sense.
Great tip, yeah.
Yeah, so just let that be. Do not touch it for at least 3 minutes and then grab your spoon, get in there, turn it around, add your can of beans. And cook that for another 3-ish minutes. It's really, really quick when the beef is sliced this thinly. Mm. Not even 3 minutes. You can be a judge, have a taste of the beef. If it tastes tender, good to go. Because obviously you don't need to cook those beans. It's just them taking on all those flavors. And then, yeah, straight on the table with some tortillas, the avo smash, and some shredded lettuce. What I like to do as well is, like we were saying before, you know, some brown rice on the table or bring in like a tortilla with maybe a different grain element in it. I think diversifying what grains you're eating is always a really good way to bring in different vegetables and stuff midweek.
Mm-hmm.
That's another tip of man.
Yeah,
but
thank you.
The beans as well is always a great way to get kids eating vegetables without them realizing.
yeah. Any reason?
This is just, yeah.
Any reason you do easy. Lemons rather than limes here? Is that just a seasonal thing?
It's because they're cheaper.
Yeah.
But definitely limes, if they're cheaper, go for them. I'm a massive fan of a lime. And if, you know, if you don't have either, you can, again, just use apple cider vinegar or anything acidic to just break that up a bit is always going to help with the balance of the dish at the end. But
this is a working theory of mine. I don't reckon lemons are as plentiful as they used to be. I feel like you
what is going on with lemons in New Zealand?
Always be able to get a whole bunch of lemons at the supermarket. Now it just seems like they're always expensive. They're those kind of ones with no juice in them. I just feel like we've been really let down.
They're dry inside.
Exactly. I bought some limes the other day from a supermarket because I was desperate and got them home and squeezed them. Nothing came out.
No. Oh, yeah, sometimes you only get the zest out of them.
Yeah.
Always, I haven't used the zest in this, but you could totally chuck a bit of zest in there because especially when you're buying lemons, you want to use the whole thing so you're not wasting it.
Yeah, 100%.
Or pop it in your margarita.
Now you're talking Sam.
Midweek margs. No.
Midweek boozing
but no, I just
with
thought
Sam
this
and
is
Jesse.
A, yeah. Yeah. I just thought this is a – I think we're always really – we always lean on mints, I think, with Mexicans. So I thought let's show everyone a different way of, using steak at home and – getting kids eating, like chewing a bit more.
I love it.
When they're eating their tacos.
I love it. Sam Parrish, thanks again for the inspiration.
No worries. See you next week.
Yeah, great. Sam's book's called Cook Me, by the way. She only managed half a plug there, but she's in with us each Wednesday, and you can also see coverage of this recipe and even a video online, rnz.co.nz/Jesse.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.